Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. Great to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you, broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip right here on AM 670 KMZQ. We are completing week number one. This is so exciting. A brand new show, moving around the block, so to speak. And I'm so excited about it, and I'm just glad that you're with me. I'm also glad that our next guest is with me because he's one of the guys that we pinpointed. We said we got to have Nigel Innes on in our first week, and he's been in the news anyway, so we might as well have him on. Nigel Innes, civil rights leader, conservative activist, a national spokesperson for the Congress of Racial Equality, better known as CORE. And he is a friend of this program for many, many years. Nigel, first of all, welcome in. It's great to have you on.
It is my pleasure, my friend. It's been way too long, and I'm proud to be part of the first week inaugural.
This is great. We'll get to the Michelle Fiore thing, because you were an eyewitness, I think, and we'll get to that coming up in just a couple of minutes. But I want to ask you about what happened at the county convention, and what is it exactly that Michelle Fiore said that seems to be so offensive and racially insensitive and appalling and all the other adjectives you want to use?
Go ahead. I was just going to say, first of all, let me talk about the Clark County convention, okay, the first, because it was a wonderful affair. First of all, the fact that, you know, I think the estimates have been, I've heard numbers of 135 to 250. I think 300 people actually might have been there. That's what it felt like to me, you know. The fact that, first of all, that Ahern Properties and George Harris bravely opened up the facility for us Republicans that have been cooped up for so long and been wanting to get together and meet and get life back to normal was a phenomenal, important achievement on the part of Ahern Properties, George Harris, Dave Sajak, the entire CCRP committee, Mike McDonald, whatever role he had with that, and I'm sure he did behind the scenes. And it was a wonderful, wonderful event and gathering. There was a lot of passion, okay, in the hall. Michelle's speech was not the only passionate speech. My speech was passionate. Michael McDonald's speech was passionate. Chris Carr's speech was very passionate, okay? And we were dealing, Kevin, with a 1-2 punch of, which, by the way, not just us, all Nevadans, okay, and many people around the country have been dealing with. The 1-2 punch of the Wuhan-started coronavirus, okay? I'm not PC. I guess that's going to get me in trouble now with somebody. But the coronavirus, economic shutdown, okay, and the quarantine, that was gut punch number one. Gut punch number two was the vicious murder of George Floyd, that 96% of the American people condemned in the initial poll, okay? 96% of the American people confirmed it, okay? And then, of course, we had the Black Lives Matter protests, okay? The overwhelming majority of the people in the streets were decent people trying to do the right thing, okay? I won't go into, I think my statement about the Black Lives Matter origins and agenda, I've asserted that before. I don't need to assert that again now. I'm on the record, and I stand by what I said before, and I say all you got to do is go to their website to see what their real agenda is. But I separate what the agenda of the leadership and the founders of Black Lives Matter is or may be from the somewhat organic gathering of hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people, not only in our country, but around the world. And then, of course, here's the real second gut punch, Kevin, was the violent, disgusting, reprehensible violence and hijacking of those decent people out there peacefully protesting, okay? And I'm talking about the looting. I'm talking about the stealing. I'm talking about the burning of businesses. Kevin, do you know, and I said this in my remarks, do you know how many black businesses have shut down since the Wuhan started coronavirus economic shutdown, followed by the violence and the riots?
How many?
41% of black businesses, and wow, most of those are not coming back easily. Okay, don't those black lives matter too? How about the Hispanic and the Asian American and the white American small businesses, entrepreneurs that were just starting to climb the economic ladder with wage growth and opportunity? Don't those lives matter? Don't those services that are delivered to these communities, by the way, disproportionately in minority or working class communities, don't those jobs, don't those services, don't those, doesn't that desire and that ability to pursue happiness on the part of our fellow Americans, doesn't that matter? You know, and so that's the atmosphere and the frustration that many of us, I would say 98% of us, okay, in that hall were feeling, okay? And it's within that context that Michelle made her very passionate remarks. Now I'm going to cut to the chase to the controversial part. Michelle said, look, I am sick of this this identity politics business that goes on. This is my recollection, okay? And I know others don't recall it exactly as I recall it, Kevin, okay? But it's like you have so many dramas where a critical incident happens and you get five different people, you question them about it, and they come up with five different versions. So consider this one of those versions. So Michelle says, I'm sick of this identity politics business, and I'm going after affirmative action, because if my white ass is more qualified for a job than somebody's black ass, then my white ass should get the job. And that was thought to be controversial. The other statement that she made that was controversial was White Lives Matter. But my recollection is that she said, White Lives Matter, Hispanic Lives Matter, Asian Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter. In fact, I think that was the context. The context was we were preparing to be a part before we were, how shall we say, disrupted, okay? We were preparing to do a pro-police, really rallying behind that poor officer who was shot and is desperately fighting for his life. Thank God he's still alive. Thank God it seems like he's able to talk now. But we were going to be part of a rally led by Wayne Allen Root. Randy Sutton was going to be a part of it. I was going to be a part of it. Michelle was going to be a part of it. another city council woman whose name, oh goodness, she's going to kill me because we're
Victoria Seaman.
Victoria, she's going to be a part
Victoria
of it.
Seaman.
It was a very, very, very important gathering that we were going to have on behalf of police. And so it was within that context that she made the remarks, look, I'm going after affirmative action. Oh, no, I'm sorry. She already talked about the affirmative action part. But she said that white lives matter. She said blue lives matter. She said Asian lives matter. Hispanic lives matter. Black lives matter. All lives matter. And that's my recollection of what she said.
Okay,
did she started out with white lives matter? Yeah, she did.
Well, let me just add, and by the way, Nigel Innes joining us. I first learned of your comments, not from local media here, but from the Washington Examiner, of all places, where the headline reads, Black Lives Matter Agenda Doesn't Have, quote, a damn thing to do, unquote, with saving black lives. First of all, is that accurate? I mean, is that a direct quote?
The direct quote, I said it on Laura Ingraham's program.
Okay.
And I stand by what I'm saying in terms of what they have on their own website and what they have been promoting. They have been promoting the defund the police. Okay? That has been their rallying cry. That has been their battle cry. They are actually being successful. There are a number of local city councils that are considering defunding the police. I believe it was just reported on this station that Minneapolis has voted to defund the police. Okay, now, exactly how that's going to manifest itself, you know, I know in some cases they defunded a city police and it was and policing was taken over by the county or by the state in some circumstances. But let's be clear. What, again, and I'm talking about the organizers, I'm talking about the people behind the scenes. I'm not talking about those decent, innocent people on the streets. I am not talking about them, okay? I am talking about the people behind it, okay? The people that are feeding it with money. Those who were recipients of some $33 million of George Soros money, according to Snopes, in 2015, okay? That's what I'm talking about here. When they say defund the police, they fundamentally want to challenge and to deconstruct police forces. And that is not in the interest of black people. Okay? In fact, it is directly contrary to black people. Let's use California as just one little example. If indeed they defund the police and the police have less resources in Los Angeles, and they get a call from Beverly Hills that there's a crisis in Beverly Hills, and there's a crisis in South Central L.A., there's a crisis in Hispanic East L.A., where the hell do you think they're going to go? They're not going to go to East L.A., I'll tell you that much. They ain't going to go to Watts. They ain't going to go to South Central. Okay? They're going to go to where the political money is and the political influence where the princes of power live.
Wow.
In their gated communities.
Nigel.
I say that policy is a direct assault on black lives.
Hey, Nigel.
Okay?
Nigel.
And then, of course, finally, and this got me into a little bit of trouble. You know, as a civil rights leader, I have to be careful. And let me say for the record, I have in the past, and I will in the future, stand by the LGBTQ community when I feel they are being discriminated against and when they are being attacked. Okay, unfairly attacked and brutally attacked, such as the Pulse nightclub. I came out strong. I was almost manic in how, I don't know if you interviewed me or somebody, but I was screaming on the phone.
Yeah.
I was so angry, you know?
Hey.
I was in outrage what happened there.
Hey,
that was
Niger.
A disgusting attack on every American in the country, regardless of your sexual orientation.
Hey, Niger.
But what I said was, if you look at the Black Lives Matter website, website, it says part one of their agenda items is establishing a queer network and deconstructing the nuclear family. That is not in the interest of black people.
Hey, Niger. Niger, we're going to take you down just for a second. I got to get a break in. More with Niger Innes. He is a civil rights leader. He is a spokesperson for the Congress of Racial Equality, better known as CORE. More with Niger Innes coming up as we continue right here. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group. When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
The Vegas weather is starting to heat up, and Meineke has hot deals for you, like a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection. And remember, Meineke always has free towing to your nearest care center. Visit your local Meineke today.
Hi, this is Ray DiNardi from Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. The state of Nevada has deemed auto sales to be an essential business, so our showroom, parts, and service departments are open to meet your needs Monday through Friday. We are taking extraordinary measures to protect you and our employees. However, to make your vehicle buying experience safe and easy, we encourage you to make your purchase on FindleyJoyDrive.com. We even offer home or curbside delivery to minimize personal contact.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
bust it down.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Kevin Wall back on AM 670 KMZQ, completing week number one. Niger Innes, civil rights leader and a spokesperson for the Congress of Racial Equality, joining us. As a person of color, as a civil rights leader, was there anything that Michelle Fiore said that would lend itself to stripping her of the mayor pro tem position? That's what Cedric Creer wants Carolyn Goodman to do. What say you?
I don't believe in the race and in the tyranny of political correctness, and I don't believe it for liberals, progressives. I don't believe it for conservatives, okay, or moderates, or anybody for that matter. I believe that. First of all, I know for a fact, as does Mr. Creer, who served with Michelle, that Michelle is not a racist. Okay? Kevin, you know that I came here from New York. I've been out here 11 years, and I is a Nevadan, okay? But I am originally from New York, all right? And I came out here in 2008, 2009, and when I came out here, there were a few people that welcomed me into their community personally and politically. Michelle was one of those people. When I ran for Congress in 2014 against the de facto incumbent, Crescent Hardy, who is not only white, but has family going back in Nevada generations, okay? Michelle Fiore did a profile in Courage and came out to support this black ass from Harlem, okay, that lives in Nevada now, against Crescent Hardy. So how could I possibly say that Michelle Fiore is a racist? Michelle Fiore is an open, aggressive advocate for LGBTQ issues. She's been a huge advocate for the libertarianism question around marijuana. Okay, so I mean, it just doesn't fit. And I tell you what, a good friend of mine, you've seen her before, Deneen Borelli on Fox News, wrote Backlash. She wrote in her book that if everything is racism, then nothing is racism. And I'm a little sick and tired of every time somebody sees a political opportunity, they take a racial bludgeon, and use it as a weapon. No, she should not be removed as mayor pro tem, and I endorsed her for state committee woman, and I stand by that endorsement.
Niger, it is always fun having you. We'd love to have you on again, hopefully soon. And as soon as we get the all clear, we'll get you in studio. How about that?
I would love to. Kevin, I'm going to tease you. What happened to Larry Elder? You know that black radio lives matter.
I know. The sage of South Central. He's still got his network gig. It's not bad. Hey, Niger, thank you so much, my friend. We will do it again. I'm glad you were a part of week number one. This is special. Niger Innes, really good guy. And a little, you say, passionate? Really? Yeah. He's a conservative activist, a national spokesperson for the Congress of Racial Equality. Coming up next, another person equally passionate. But she's in a little bit of hot water. Michelle Fiore, city councilwoman, city of Las Vegas. That's coming up in just a matter of minutes. Stay with us as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
At 3:30, as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, we're getting some moderate flows right now on the Beltway, 215 eastbound at Gillespie. Also, crews are cleaning up that crash, 215 northbound at Sahara. Well, so you're going to be touching the brakes as you work your way through the resort area, southbound 15 at Spring Mountain, north 15, right around the stadium before it there on Sunset. And do look for lane restrictions on Charleston in both directions at Lamb. That is in the middle of the intersection, so approach that with extra caution. That's going to be going on until August. And do remember the bridge work on the Northern Beltway 215.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Major League Baseball owners proposing to the Major League Baseball players today a plan that is 70 to 75 games, according to ESPN's Carl Ravitch. The owner's proposal now includes a payment of between 80 and 85% of the player's prorated salary. That is assuming that there is a postseason. That is a slight increase from the owner's last offer. Also, the proposal includes the expanded playoffs and also a share of the playoff pool for players. It is unknown if this is going to be accepted by players. It is not yet a full prorated salary, and there's also some guaranteed money issues that exist in this deal as well.
This Sports Flash driven by Jeep brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is you're one step closer to becoming your parent. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number.
At Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, they are committed to helping the Las Vegas community in this trying time. If you need any vehicle repair on any model, they are an essential repair facility and got you covered. They have oil changes starting at $19.95, free smogs for life. And if you mention this ad, they'll take 15% off the service cost. Plus, buy any new vehicle, and they have no payments for 90 days. Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, or online at FinleyAcura.com. Vegas strong.
More lawyer, less me.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Kevin Wall with you. Good to have you with us. We had talked in our first half hour with Nigel Innes about what it was that Michelle Fiore, the firebrand city councilwoman, what did she actually say this past Saturday at the county convention? And I asked him plain and simple. I said, you tell me, did she say anything that offended you as a person of color? And a civil rights leader, she said, and he said, absolutely not. There's nothing offensive that she said. But she still may lose her mayor pro tem job. Michelle Fiore joins us. She is a part of our first week on the air in our new address, AM 670 KMZQ. Michelle, I'm glad you're a part of it. I wish it wasn't under these circumstances, though.
No. You know, if this is just, you have to realize, Kevin, you know, this is where we're at today. We're in a big battle, and unfortunately, there's hearsay, there's speculation, The letter that Creer put out was absolutely 100% incorrect, and it was really, it's sad. It's just, it really made me sad simply because, you know, I considered Creer a friend. I mean, I just hugged him in my last council meeting. Before all this COVID, we would kiss on the lips, hello. I mean, nothing inappropriate, just pure love. So to take an opportunity to attack me in the midst of this public divide was very sad. He put out that statement based on rumor, speculation, and secondhand gossip without even the courtesy, Kevin, to call a colleague and say, hey, what the heck happened at your Republican Party convention, right? So he took Republican words, used it to his advantage to put this disgusting letter about trying to demote me on my mayor pro tem ship. And I think a lot of people see right through that. I believe in my heart, Kevin, people see right through it.
What is he trying to do in trying to strip you of the mayor pro tem ship? So what does that mean? And where does that issue stand right now? And whose decision? Is it the mayor's decision?
I think, first of all, the mayor had asked me to be her mayor pro tem, and then the whole council voted on it unanimously. It's the mayor's ultimate decision, and I'm her mayor pro tem, and that's where it stands.
Have you talked to her? Have you asked her if she wants you to continue?
Her and I have had a conversation, and, you know, our mayor, you know, doesn't like controversy and just like smooth sailing, and she's not happy about this controversy, but I believe in my heart that Mayor Goodman will stand with me.
Let me just ask you, do you believe, well, for instance, you have not backed down from the comments you made. You asked that somebody produce a videotape so everybody can see in context what it was you saw or what you said. And I guess my question is, affirmative action, I thought that was like the political equivalent of settled law in that, you know, we dealt with this like, what, 10 years ago, 15 years ago? Democrats love it. Republicans hate it. What is so wrong about what you said in your view?
Right. So absolutely nothing. And so when you think about, you have to understand where the affirmative action conversation came from. So to just give you a little bit of what took place at the convention, some of my Asian American friends, and I'm not going to say their name, but came up to me and they said, did you see what our AG has signed supporting Harvard University's support downgrading Asian American and Pacific Islanders based on their race? And I said, I didn't read it and I haven't seen it. So they said, please go to www.supportaapi.com. Now, Kevin, you know that here in the state of Nevada, we have 11% of Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders here. So they are very upset, and it's a total affirmative action. And so this was signed 2 weeks ago here in Nevada. So, you know, I said no. You know, I know affirmative action started back in the 60s, and we fought it, and, you know, it was definitely an unfair advantage. And so, I mean, we're talking about equality, Kevin, equality for all. So let's be equal. And that's where that came from. I mean, my speech, I said a lot. We were talking about not defunding our police, you know, looking at reform, not, you know, just everything, you know, on our Republican agenda.
Let me just ask you, you have apologized. You have not backed down from your comments, and you stand by your comments, but you have apologized. If there's nothing offensive or contemptuous or horrible about what you said, why apologize to anybody?
You know, thank you, Kevin. So you have to understand that, unfortunately, the letter that came from the chair of the Clark County Party was scathing. He literally said racially charged. He literally gave Creer a fabulous platform to stand against me, right? So he made it sound extremely racial. So he's taken my words out of context. Him and the chief of staff for the county party, I spoke to Richard, who's the chief of staff. I said, Richard, please tell me, like, who's offended? So if they're really offended, if I really hurt someone or cut their heart, I want to know because I want to talk to them and say, listen, tell me what offended you. I'll apologize to you. And guess what? They could not tell. They wouldn't tell me. They're like, oh, no, we can't tell you that. Oh, okay. So I don't know how made up this is. I don't know. But, Kevin, I can tell you this. I do not have one racist bone in my body, and I don't have to say that. My friends, my family, everyone can say that around me. And again, if I ever hurt someone in my words, right, I would absolutely apologize. But so far, what has took place is our Republican Party put this statement out there. They put first of all, the statement that Greer put out there is 100% false. And so now, when you read Greer's statement, that looks horrible. It looks very offensive, right?
Yeah.
So now, all of a sudden, what Greer, what's not my words, hearsay, rumor, speculation, and so they put this out there without producing any evidence, any proof, and this is something that unfortunately has, I think, gone national, and I really, Kevin, you need to think about this. You know, with friends like this, with friends like the chairman of the county party, who needs enemies?
Yeah. More with Michelle Fiore. She is the mayor pro tem of the Las Vegas City Council, but she might not be for long. It depends really on what the mayor wants to do, what Carolyn Goodman wants to do. We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
On your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio, and you gotta rise up.
Can we just talk?
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24/7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect the past 30 years. But now, Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. Best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery.
And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, Pipkoa is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, Pipkoa can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call Pipkoa at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, this is Ray DiNardi from Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. The state of Nevada has deemed auto sales to be an essential business, so our showroom, parts, and service departments are open to meet your needs Monday through Friday. We are taking extraordinary measures to protect you and our employees. However, to make your vehicle buying experience safe and easy, we encourage you to make your purchase on FindleyJoyDrive.com. We even offer home or curbside delivery to minimize personal contact.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scene. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us, and joining us, Michelle Fiore, Las Vegas City Councilwoman, and she joins us. Let me just ask you, this whole issue of the idea of affirmative action, I thought that was kind of like settled law. It's something that we dealt with, what, 5-10 years ago, and that argument is, it's almost like yesterday's news.
Yeah, without a doubt. So, and you are right. But unfortunately, with this new letter that was just signed 2 weeks ago that affects our Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders, it's not. So if you and your listeners can go to www.supportaapi.com, then you'll understand. Victor Jakes just did a huge article on it, I think, a week or two ago. So unfortunately, Kevin, if no one's paying attention, this is how things get slipped through. So it's alive and well today, and they're fighting it.
Let me ask you just in our final couple of minutes. I would be remiss if I did not ask you about what's going on out in Seattle, where they have essentially annexed 6 city blocks in the city of Seattle, and they've taken it over. Is there legal redress for cities to reclaim their own land from their people?
God. Are you kidding me? First of all, they cannot do that. So this mayor and the governor out there really have to get firm, grow a set of shoulders, put the political differences aside, cooperate with our president, and get our military out there. I mean, I'm sorry, but when you have a bunch of anarchists taking over, city blocks, that has crossed the line, Kevin. That has crossed the line.
The president has threatened to send federal troops and essentially liberate those people on Capitol Hill. I lived in Seattle for about 5 years, and I know the Capitol Hill area. It's an artsy area. But the president has threatened to send federal troops in. Is that a good idea or a bad idea?
Is it legal? I stand with President Trump. I stand with him. I'm his Republican National Committee woman, and I will defend our president, period.
Is it legal for federal troops in a city?
Absolutely, it's okay. Legal. Look at back in 1992 with the martial law that they put in place with the L.A. riot. Do you remember that?
I do.
Yeah, you couldn't be out after dark, period. And they had to rein that in. So guess what? I'm sorry, but, I'm meeting with our Black Lives Matter leaders, and there are groups that are infiltrating peaceful people. There are groups that are infiltrating peaceful people that are anarchists that need to be stopped. So, we really can't confuse everyone, and we've got to make sure that we keep our citizens safe. How dare some anarchist group take over Seattle's capital and, Capital Area, and take it away from the citizens who live there, who enjoy there, break their windows, steal their... I'm sorry, what the heck kind of ruckus is that? And what the heck kind of leadership allows that? I just have to tell you, we won't allow that in the city of Las Vegas. I'm sorry, we are the Old West, and we're just not going to allow it.
Well, Michelle, one of the things I worry about is that there are going to be people in other American cities that are going to contemplate the very same thing they're doing in Seattle. I worry that one of those cities might be Las Vegas. Do you have any intel at all that there are elements in our community that are looking at doing that same thing? All they'd have to do is take over a part of the Strip, and it would be devastating.
I'm going to tell you right now, our Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, they are incredible officers. They are peaceful officers. They will not. They are law and order officers. So they will not allow what happened in Seattle to happen in Las Vegas, period.
I'm going to hold you to that. Michelle, always good to get with you. When we get the all clear, we'll have you in studio, okay?
Thanks, honey. Bye-bye.
There you go. That's Michelle Fiore, city councilwoman and Mayor Pro Tem, as appointed by Carolyn Goodman. Coming up, more on what's going on out in Seattle. You're not going to believe how bad it is. It is absolutely horrible what is going on out there. And they're making it like it's the next Woodstock. Oh, it's just, you know, flower power, and everybody's just having fun. And it's a block party. This is not a block party. This is a violation of our Constitution. It's taking people's private property for your own will. We'll talk about that and more. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It is Friday. And by the way, for those of you that were waiting for the Friday song, we'll get you the Friday song a little bit later on in the show. Okay? And the Friday show theme is one of the things that we started in. Where did we start that in? That would have been in Nashville. In Nashville, everybody was a part of the music industry, including my producer. And she and her husband had a band. And they said, we'd like to do something special for you. And I thought, well, let's see how good it is first. But trust me, we'll lay the Friday song. And those of you that have joined us from down the street, our previous place of business, we'll lay that on you, like real quick. By the way, are we going to 5850 or 5950? 5850 it is. Okay, just curious. Coming up in our next hour, something we like to do because this is in addition to being a Vegas-centric show, it's also a Nevada-centric show. And one of the things that I've found over the course of the last 5 years doing a show that is essentially, you know, Nevada-centric, is that folks in northern Nevada look at issues, the same issues we see here in southern Nevada, we see them a little differently. And I always think it's good to at least take a look at what they're seeing up north. And Rico Aller is a friend of mine. He's the owner of Carson Insulation. And they're in Mound House. And big, beautiful blue building out on 50 Highway East. And we'll get a chance to visit with him and see what he thinks of this entire Black Lives Matter deal. By the way, this hour of Live and Local is brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, and that's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Also, one of the things we're going to do in our next hour, we're going to talk more about what is happening. The PC police are out in force. Did you know that? For instance, T-Mobile and ABC have pulled any future advertising on Tucker Carlson tonight on Fox News Channel. You know why? Because of his recent remarks about Black Lives Matter movement and the death of George Floyd. The ABC ads were placed on the show without their knowledge. And so they have pulled those ads. They have pulled those ads. Which I think, again, the PC police, they're out there in force. And let me just tell you, they're nasty. I mean, they've done this to Rush Limbaugh. They've done this to a lot of the Fox hosts over the years, trying to essentially put them out of business. But the fact is, they just have never been able to do it. Oh, they've cut the revenue, but they haven't shut them down. I'm Kevin Wall. It's so good to have you with us. We'll come back in just a couple of minutes on AM 670 KMZQ.
Would you like to live in a gated community that's full of amenities? Tropicana Palms is just that active adult community. Tropicana Palms offers beautiful new three-bedroom, two-bath homes for a limited time. 3.99% financing. $5,000 down will get you in. Homes starting at $147,900. You'll enjoy open floor plans, new appliances, walk-in closets, two pools, two spas, two clubhouses, tennis courts, and a fitness center. For complete details, call 702-456-2249 or visit TropicanaPalmsHomes.com. Tropicana Palms is at the eastern end of Tropicana Palms Boulevard.
Hi, this is Ray DiNardi from Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas.
The state of Nevada has deemed auto sales to be an essential business, so our showroom, parts, and service departments are open to meet your needs Monday through Friday. We are taking extraordinary measures to protect you and our employees. However, to make your vehicle buying experience safe and easy, we encourage you to make your purchase on FindleyJoyDrive.com. We even offer home or curbside delivery to minimize personal contact.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.